listen. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese. Cliff and Kendall.
Do what you do. This show is all on fire. Bonjour.
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 Good day. How is your family?
Look, there he goes. That guy is so fat.
The same old bread and rolls to sell. Bread. Did somebody say bread?
Bring me some bread.
Oh, I feel like we're back in Barcelona talking about bread. But we're not.
I love a good loaf of bread.
I love a loaf. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, not loaf to loaf. We are an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye
99
in Busheltown.
Ooh, wee-wee, Cliff, wee-wee.
Wee-wee.
I feel like, you know, when people, like, musicians tour the countries, mm-hmm. and they're like, I don't know where I'm at. I know. A new country every day. I've, like, lost track of everything. All my clothes are everywhere in different suitcases.
Oh, God. I know. I've left so many things behind in so many different hotels all over Europe.
I see you remembered your snack bucket.
Well, some things you don't let out of your hand.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I've been listening to the Ramones. I keep playing them on all our buses mm-hmm. and trains and stuff. And they have the one song, Touring, Touring, It's Never Boring, Touring, Touring. And I'm like, this is us. This is a song for us.
They wrote this song about
touring
us.
Touring is never boring.
No, ours would be eating, eating. Always. No, we're in Paris, and I got to say, it's a city, a beautiful city of love.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Mr. Snobbot and Mrs. Potter Buttermuch, and they can't keep their hands off of each other.
Oh, because it's just the love.
It's the city of love.
It's the city of love, is what I've heard.
And here we are at the base of the Eiffel Tower.
That's
in our
where
booth.
And Charles pulled our booth up. He pulled it up to the Eiffel Tower and kind of scraped the side, and yeah. they made him move it out. But we're here, and it's just lovely. And this tower, I know before I said it should have gone to Barcelona, but I'm struck with the beauty. And so I'm glad it's here, and I'm glad we're here in Paris.
I'm glad too, Cliff. Yeah, we can't take Charles anywhere. I mean, look at the idiot over there right now. Chewing on, he's got a big bucket of orange cheese balls. It's just all over his face.
Well, he brought them from America. Makes him feel like he's at home. Of course, he did get thrown out of the Louvre because he wiped some of the cheese dust on the wall.
And
on a Renoir.
That's not all he did. I don't know if you noticed. He
wiped it on a Renoir.
Renoir? I barely knew her.
Renoir? Oh, no.
He was trying to recreate the scene from... from Da Vinci Code. Mm. He was running naked through the Louvre.
No,
it was
no.
terrible.
Cheeto dust on everything you can imagine.
Oh, God. We know where he'd scratched.
Lord.
But let's not talk about Charles anymore. You're ruining Paris for me.
Of course, Funky, you know.
excuse me. I'm so out of breath.
Bonjour, boys.
Bonjour. Oh, you know, it's my most wonderful city in the world.
Oh, dear.
Well, yes, we know
oh,
that.
Oh, the romance is on the air. I keep breathing it in, and it makes my love for you grow and grow.
Stop it.
Oh, my sugar love.
What tickles dear? Oh, not here in the booth.
Now, calm down. Now, what is the favorite thing that you guys have done here in Paris? Can listeners believe we're in Paris? Kendall, did you think 10 years ago when we started this show that the 10th year of our show would be spent on tour, going around the world, talking about Rye?
I don't think I quite thought anything about a 10th year. So far.
Oh, yes, boss.
Well, I went to the Opera Garnier, dear. Wonderful opera. Lovely city, dear. Wonderful opera. Lots of wonderful singing. It was a wonderful experience.
Oh, it was wonderful, boss. Even though I couldn't quite make out what the voices were saying, but the costumes were so lovely.
Oh, I told
told you to turn your hearing aid up, dear. I told you.
Perhaps I turned it the wrong way.
I can't get him to turn it up. He thinks the batteries are gone out. He keeps turning it down.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, why did you run up? Why are y'all sweaty like this?
Oh, by all this French food. I don't want to be putting on any weight.
Too late for me. I mean, not for you, for me.
Kendall, you're burning me.
Well, I wasn't trying to burn you. I meant for me. I've been eating so much.
Well, Mrs. Butter Turn, I think you've lost a few since we've come to France.
Well, thank you, boys. These pearls won't even fit right now. I feel like the neck fat has gotten so much deeper.
Oh, dear, you've become so alluring. I can hardly even stand. being so close to you.
You're the only one that matters.
You're the only one that matters. Oh, whoa.
Now stop it. We're going to go drop and give me 50 right now.
All right, why don't y'all go out and do some push-ups under the Eiffel Tower?
Oh, I think that would be a lovely idea. Come on.
Oh, I think it would be very memorable, girl.
Charles, get my sweat, Brad.
Oh. I think after the show, we should go out and do 50 push-ups under the Eiffel Tower.
I'm exhausted thinking about 50 push-ups.
I was exhausted before I thought about it.
I would like 50 Flintstones orange push-ups.
Because I am very, very, very excited about one thing.
Ooh, what?
Disneyland Paris. Hello. Oh. This is the first city we've visited on a tour that has a Disneyland
in
it.
When are we going?
I don't know. Tomorrow, maybe?
When have you purchased my tickets for?
Oh, let me get online. Give my credit card out.
Oh, yeah.
They have Phantom Manor, which is the Parisian version of the Haunted Mansion. Aren't you so excited?
I'm so excited.
Me too.
And I just can't hide it. Oh, Kendall, of course, another thing Charles got in trouble for. Mm-hmm. Charles is a contractor. Of course,
it's a long list.
He was scratching his name into the Arc de Triomphe. And the Parisian police, they just shooed us away.
It was not such a triumph.
But Kendall, that's not what this show's about.
No, it's not. We could talk about Paris forever. It's just so beautiful.
Late in the show, let's get to the topic.
Cleaning your floors, mopping, sweeping.
Kendall, you have been begging us to do this show for about 400 episodes.
Well, it only took 400 episodes to finally get my way.
Now I want you to know some misogyny from biblical times.
Oh, good. Let's check back in with biblical misogyny.
Let's just get real for a moment, everybody. In the Bible, Luke 15:8, I'll give you a second to turn there. It's the parable of the lost coin, and the broom is used as a symbol for women's work.
Oh, my.
Let's throw up. Can we not just burn the Bible?
This is bad as the popcorn kernels, Cliff.
I do feel... we're in Paris. We can say whatever we want. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on in America. The news doesn't come through on my phone. All I have is old, DVDs of the Golden Girls.
I know. I'm sure everything's fine.
I'm sure everything's fine. And so I can just say whatever I want, up to and including, let's burn the Bibles.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
This is a joke show.
It's a joke show.
Like, Kendall didn't want to burn a big stack of Bibles.
I want to burn a lot of things,
Burn, baby, burn. Bible Inferno.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get a lot of letters about that one.
Oh, yeah. The first letter we get, listeners, I'll let you know.
I was going to say, bring in the letters. Write to us, please.
We have to do something if we want to get some mail.
How do you mop your floors?
Well, here's what I do, okay? Here's my approach to cleaning.
Okay.
I move in. I go about my business. Several years later, I move out, and the people who own the apartment complex come in and clean.
Wow, that's
fancy,
Cliff. Fancy. This is a tip that you are going to love, Cliff. Well, I'm going to love it. The listeners are going to love it. We'll see if you do. You know Swifters?
Swiffer?
You're familiar with the Swiffer?
Swiffer, the whip jam?
I'd call it a Swifter.
Because you're just so obsessed with Taylor Swift.
I know.
You have to put her name in everything.
I know. Well, I got her picture on my Swiffer at home. But, it's
quick, somebody write that down. Crockpot Swiffers with Taylor Swift's picture on them. We call them Swifters.
She's going to make so much money.
We make a million.
So, this tip is amazing. Instead of buying those real expensive Swiffer things that go on the bottom
just
of it.
Just use a napkin.
No, use a sock. A Chanel sock.
Chanel?
Thrift store.
Kendall, you can't make me go to the thrift store.
I will, and I'll make you sing that Ryan McLemore song. Here you go.
Thrift store. Okay, I'm just, at the thrift store.
You know
store.
What? Just use some fuzzy, cheap-ass Walmart socks then.
Yeah, I'm at the thrift store. I'm talking thrift store.
Or if you don't want to get the Swiffer out, this might work a little better for you, and it'd be good exercise. Put some fuzzy socks on your feet and do some sock mopping.
I'm glad you printed out that giant illustration so I could really understand what it means.
I feel like we should share that. We should email it to all the listeners. It is, look, hey, it's very telling looking at this photo. This girl wearing socks is a sock mopping.
Yeah. What a show.
Look, I mean, I got lots of pictures. I've burned down four forests printing out our instructions this week. Well, you don't have any more tips, right, Cliff?
No, I'm just. I have a little bit of food pain since we've come to France. I've had 57 creme brulees.
I've eaten one of everything, at least.
Well, everywhere I go, I get creme brulee because you don't get it like this in America.
No, you don't. All the brulee there is not creme.
I can't even go. I can't. It's a segment of Don't Go There to talk about the American. The crass American creme brulee.
Oh, fuck
you
America.
Can only get good creme brulee in France.
Don't you feel so snooty in Paris?
Listeners, don't you get this?
And it's time for some fat word. Sorry, I just screamed that in your face. Word. Sorry, this booth gets me excited when I'm right under the Eiffel Tower. Let's play Fat Word.
Okay, this is a game called Fat Word. Did we introduce ourselves?
We said Fat Word. Okay. People get it.
Thank you.
Give me... I'll you go first. Sorry.
Give me a break. All right, Kendall, these are words pertaining in some way to fat.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Here you go. First one. Chipmunk.
Cheeks. Ooh, chubby cheeks.
You got it. Remember in college when that woman whose name I forgot, she and you were like 20, and she like was like, I want to pinch your big fat chipmunk cheeks.
Bitch.
Do you remember that?
Who was that?
I'll bleep this. There's in the library.
I've taken that out of my brain.
Well, I don't want you to forget.
Oh, what a bitch. God. Okay, I can't even move on now. Thinking about the anger of that, I can't move on.
Sorry, when I thought of cheeks, that's what I thought of.
All right, let's see if you get this one. Breakfast.
Waffle.
Flaky.
Croissant.
Yes! Croissant.
Oh, yeah.
One of those Parisian croissants.
Ooh, I can't hear. I've just been having breakfast brulees.
Oh, I had 12 croissants today.
All right, Kendall, here you go.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Jello.
Pudding.
Movement.
Jelly. Gelatin.
Think of the clues that I've say them back to me.
Jello.
And.
Movement.
Mm-hmm.
Shake. Jiggle.
Jiggle!
Jiggle! Holy
cow.
Pancake.
IHOP.
Thin.
Crip.
Yes!
Oh.
Holy crap!
Holy crap.
I wanted to start with holy.
Oh. Well, good. Glad you.
Well, good.
Here you go, Kendall. Fettuccine.
Alfredo. My favorite.
There you go.
Ooh, where can we get some?
Where can
Alfredo?
We get some?
Ooh, I'm getting hungry.
I'm jonesing for a creme brulee.
I'm jonesing. All right. Bread.
Something fat about
not
bread.
Not Barcelona.
Carbs.
Well, no.
Not Barcelona, where they kept giving us bread.
Long.
Oh, baguette?
Yes! Don't you see a big thing of baguettes everywhere?
I do. Well, listen, Charles is over there eating one right now under the Eiffel Tower.
Ugh. What is that pants on it, mayonnaise?
Well, Fonky, she's over there too. She's teething, so
she's
that makes sense.
Some baguettes.
She's teething. All right, Kendall, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cake.
Frosting.
Oh! There you go.
Damn. I'm on fire.
This host is on fire.
Wish I was on fire. Maybe burn some of this fat off.
This host is on fire.
Oh, my God. Look. Oh, no. I think Mr. Dunbar just had a bowel attack when he was doing those sit-ups.
Oh, no. They have been exercising this whole time. I've got to go out there and just tell them to stop. I'm exhausted.
Watching. I'm going to get him some aspirin. We'll be right back.
Go get some aspirin.
I know this will be hard, but Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
Just have a small wedding, you know. Maybe about
Louise Hexter. Start wearing cleaner clothes.
Shh. Sydney's proposing. Besides, I switched to Dash, and my blouse is cleaner. Isn't that right, Sydney?
Oh, we agree. Your blouse is cleaner, but with new concentrated Dash, it'll look even better. We never thought the day'd come when there'd be a detergent better than Dash, but the day has come. There's new Dash.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
This show is all on fire.
Strange, no question.
Oh, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. I can't wait for the movie.
Here's she meets Prince Charming. Speaking
be
of...
Be our guest, be our guest.
Okay. Speaking he of... really killed it there. But here we go. We're back to the show. And I want to just go directly to shout-outs.
All right, let's give some shout-outs right now.
Shout it on out. These are the things that we're shouting about.
Come on, yeah.
I'm shouting to you.
Come on.
All right. I want to shout out first because when I was saying whatever it was, the song made me forget. But what listeners will know, whatever it was I just said, it made me think of this.
Put it together later.
Yeah, I want to shout out to, Onio in Barcelona. He never called me back and... But it's fine. How is that ever going to work? But I met a new suitor, Kendall.
Prince Charming.
Prince Charming.
That's what you were saying.
That's it. Oh, good. You got it.
Yeah.
Yay. You made the connection. Good job. But anyway.
What do I win?
Prince Charming. I was outside at a cafe here in Paris. I was eating my third creme brulee of the day. And the waiter... Jean-Luc, he just came over, he just, one look at him, and he swept me off my feet. So it pertains to this show topic, too.
Did he have a forklift?
No, Kendall.
I'm sorry you set me up for it.
You know, listeners, there's a difference when I roast Kendall. They're perfect jabs, but they're said with love. And then Kendall's
all
like,
mine are always
it
with
would
love.
Take a forklift to move you,
that's
fatty.
That's not what I said.
But anyway, Jean-Luc.
Exactly. Word for word, yes.
He and I, he's a hot waiter that I met, and I won't say that it's love, but it's probably love.
It's probably love.
Amour.
Well, is he going to stay in Perry, or is he going to come with us?
I don't know. Kendall,
or come with us.
Maybe I'll stay. They don't call it gay Perry for nothing.
But you are not allowed to stay in Perry. You're not going to let me go with Charles the Contractor to the next event without you.
Maybe
I'm not doing the show with Charles.
He could do a couple guest hosts.
You know they'll make me do it. I'm not going
to
do it.
Just to see how long it goes with Charles.
I can't even sit in the booth with Charles.
Well, Kendall, why don't you just shout out something?
All right. I'm going to shout out this door. I'm going to shout out to the man at the Theater de Bouffes de Nord for getting me out of that small bathroom that I got stuck in.
Oh, God.
Those doors are so tiny that the rooms are so small.
Well, in France, because you notice, even though they're all eating this French fruit, they're eating it all, and French fries, creme brulee, and they're just not as fat as we are. What is up?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I want to shout out real quickly to our old friend, Terry the Temp, because you know what?
Terry.
Something was just bugging me ever since we left for Canada, and I remembered that when we left, I did have a frozen pizza cooking in the oven. I left the oven on, and about, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later, I remembered. I texted Terry the Temp. She was able to get over to my studio apartment above the fish hatchery a few days later, and she finally turned off my oven. So thank you, Terry. I had one of those moments. You weren't even there. You were at the Louvre or something. And I was like, where Catherine O'Hara, she's like, Kevin! Home Alone, I was like, oven! And I remembered that I left the oven on, but Terry the Temp turned it off. It took 40 minutes, but I just want to shout out for Terry.
Well, thanks, Terry, for
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Terry.
Your electric bill's through the roof.
Oh, no.
God, that terrifies me, having your oven on that long. Cliff, I want to shout out to...
The pizza, it was totally disintegrated.
I was going to say, you're like, how did it taste? I wanted to give a shout out...
I wanted her to mail it to me if it was still edible.
Do you have an envelope you can put that in? I want to shout out to the Erotic Bakery, Cliff.
Oh.
Because they invited us to an erotic opera back in Busheltown. And I have to say, I'm so sorry we're not going to be able to attend that, but it sounds like a hell of a time. Mm.
Sounds erotic.
It does.
It's so erotic we can't even explain it any further.
we can't talk about it on the air.
FCC wouldn't let us be if we did it.
I just want to have one final shout out, Cliff, as well, to Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn.
Oh, okay.
Because I know this is her favorite city in the world, and I'm so glad that her rice speeches are going so well. She's touching millions.
Oh.
Okay. Hundreds of people.
She's touching a lot of people.
Yes.
And I know, you know, she made the rice speech here in Paris just a few days ago.
It went great, yeah.
And they already, the very next day, at the Luxembourg Gardens, they were planting a patch of rye.
I know. It's wonderful. I think they're going to name it after her, too.
I think so. Whatever that is in French. Kendall, well, that's all I'm shouting to you.
I'm no longer shouting, Cliff.
All right.
Keep your voice down. Stop shouting.
Oh, Bud. Don't you want to stop the show and do some jumping jacks with us,
Bud? Yes, you really... it's very exhilarating to come out here and do something under the Louvre.
Now, would you stop? I'm so exhausted looking at you guys.
I can't even... I don't know how you guys are doing it. You guys are in way better shape than we are.
I've burned 700 calories since the show began, Buzz.
Oh, dear. Look, I thought it'd be really wonderful to do some of the moves we learned from Richard Simmons dancing with the Oldies here.
Oh, yes.
I'm
going to do a grapevine.
Oh, look at him go. Oh, careful, dear. Careful.
That's my drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Look, they're just grapevining off.
There they go. Oh, they almost ran into the Eiffel Tower. They got it. They fixed it.
You know, it does make me feel like I should be working out, but still I'm fighting the urge to do it.
Yeah. Kendall, can I bust in and ask you a question?
Bust in, Cliff.
Do you have a minute?
I got a minute.
For an emergency media minute.
A media minute? Right here under the Eiffel Tower. Such a surprise.
Quel surprise. Did you ever imagine?
Mr. Snowbottom, not tell me about this. I'm shocked.
In all your years that you'd be...
thrown off. Thrown off with a media minute right here in
surprise
Paris.
Surprise media minute all right, in Paris.
Do it.
Kendall, real quick, I just need a minute.
All right.
Now, listeners, in further proof that the universe is cruel and life is pointless, the Academy Award nominations came out just the other day.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Well, I was hoping you weren't looking
since we're in Paris.
Guess who's dead to me now? The Academy. I'd like to thank the Academy for getting it wrong every year in a row since 2005. It's when Jake Gyllenhaal, who was, of course, snubbed again. Everybody. I know it's burning you up like it is
saving
me.
Saving this for the show.
Ooh, I hate to be so angry in the beautiful city of love, Paris. Anyway, he was snubbed brutally on the air again. And it's just going to be in a couple years, he will finally play somebody in a biography.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get his Oscar. It'll be like when Leo got his Oscar. They'll think, wow, he hadn't won one yet.
Years.
Right. So that's fine. I know that eventually...
His day will come.
His day will come. And Martin Luther King, didn't he say something like the arc of justice is long, but it bends towards truth, or the arc of...
We're paraphrasing.
Something bends towards justice. But anyway, he meant that eventually things will right themselves.
Things will come around. Well.
And so I'm just holding on to hope. I am living for love, except for the hate that I feel for the Academy. And what, ABC. You think I'm going to tune in for Jimmy Kimmel hosting that shit? I don't think so. You can Kimmel my ass, ABC.
You can Jimmy Kimmel my ass.
So anyway, just I wanted to let everybody know that I'm full of rage.
Well,
and that's all.
I heard the results, and I thought, oh, I got to keep this from Cliff. I don't want to hear the anger that would come from the snubbing. And I didn't know you even knew. And here you surprised me on the air with this media minute.
I'm waiting.
But hey, La La Land was good.
It was. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I liked it. I loved it. I wanted more of it.
I knew. I was waiting for you to be very upset about that. So now that you've gotten that off your chest.
Well, so until next year. Next year is the year.
Oh, God, please, Academy. Listen to our cries. Can't take another year of this. All right, Cliff, you want to hear something weird?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, I do.
I got some weird shit for you, Cliff.
All right.
I got one news story that it's just going to blow your mind.
Okay.
this man, Cliff, he stole two pizzas from Papa John's. Mm-hmm. Now, before you think it was one of us.
Uh-huh. Sounds like something I would do.
I know. It was in South Wales, so it couldn't have been.
Wales?
Did you say two whales?
I think we're whales from the South.
He was caught on camera, and he was dressed as a beer bottle. Mm-hmm. The picture was taken on New Year's Day from Papa John's in South Wales, and the pizza thief entered the staff-only area, grabbed two pizza pies without paying, and ran out the door. Luckily, he didn't take any dough.
Whoa!
Bing, bang, boom!
Boom! Boom goes the
weirdness. Is that my new catchphrase?
I hope not. Okay, no, here we go. You'll never guess. Maybe. I want you to guess, just so see how wrong you are.
Something to do with a crazy-ass woman on meth.
Possibly. Kendall, now, you think that when it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? But somebody out there is trying to fix what just ain't broke, folks. And ever since 1991, haven't we just all been enjoying I Can't Believe It's Not Butter? And get this, the kooks who run that company, they're changing the name.
What are they changing it to?
This is weird. They're changing the name.
I was like, this is weird?
Well, that's the subtext.
It's a terrible name.
But the real name, from now on, it's going to be called I Can't Believe It's So Good, ... for everything.
What?
And they say they expect the change to resonate well with existing customers and attract new ones. Because they want you to know that you can just slather that shit on everything.
That's like calling a sofa... Doesn't this sofa look so great?
Right, maybe it's like that, I don't know. But it was very weird to me that they were changing the name for just no reason.
That burns my biscuit.
Doesn't it? If institutions like I Can't Believe It's Not Butter aren't safe.
I'm in fact. Susan, can you pass the that stuff's good on everything?
What you know, people are going to be like, that shit that used to be called I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
First Jake Gyllenhaal, now this. All right, Cliff. A man, he failed to show up for a court date after he had been in high pursuit from the police, and he dressed up as a Where's Waldo character, and he started tweeting pictures of himself all around the city. He's 30 years old, he missed the court date, and they were unable to find him despite using sniffer dogs, police helicopters, and all kind of other things from the BBC. And he decided to poke fun at him, and he would post things like, oh, I saw the police chief scratching his butt and pulling a wedgie out, and I was right behind him. It's amazing. And he finally did eventually turn himself in. There's a picture of him. I wish I'd have printed it bigger, full page as a poster.
What did he do?
he didn't show up for a traffic stop or something. It was something silly.
They get out sniffer dogs if you don't come. What is... Oh,
I guess
no.
In the BBC.
Lord, God, help us.
Yeah.
Help us here on earth, Lord.
He said he was the hide-and-seek champion of 2016 and 17.
Well, God bless him. I'm
God
on his side.
God bless him, everyone.
Kendall, finally, the winning weird news item.
Oh, here we go.
A Brazilian woman has revealed on Facebook that her grandmother has been praying daily to a Lord of the Rings figurine after mistaking it for an icon of a saint. Beautician Gabriela Brandão from Florianópolis posted images of the 3-inch figure of the half-elf character Elrond after thinking his clothing looked odd for a saint. It was then she realized her grandmother had believed she was praying to San Antonio de Padua, the patron saint of the poor, rather than the Lord of Rivendell from the fantasy trilogy by J.R.R. Tolkien. And I presented you with the weirdest weird news.
The patron saint for the rings.
For the rings.
Cliff, you win. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you.
I win hands down.
I did just want to briefly acknowledge this other crazy weird news story. A family, they saw a rat in a restaurant, and they told the people, it was a $116 bill, and they gave them a discount, $30.95 discount, where they wrote, on the check, seen rat, minus $30.95. So, isn't that hilarious?
That's hilarious.
But yeah, you win. All right, you win.
I win.
Come along. I've got to cool down. Yes, cool down in this booth with me today.
It is nice and cool in here.
All right, well, y'all just gather
on in. All this heat coming off of
me. Oh, we've been exercising.
Oh, all sweaty and all over me. Oh, my God.
My bowels. Just stirring the exercise.
That is not sweat. Oh, dears, it's been a wonderful evening of beautiful working out under the beautiful Paris Eiffel Tower. It's such a wonderful experience. I really think you both should do it. It'd be so nice for you to get out and do a little exercise every once in a while.
Well, I will say, of all the places where I've thought about doing exercise,
this is the closest he's came.
This is one of the most beautiful, and I'll never forget thinking about it right here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right, boys. Oh, dear, I'm so tired.
Oh, I think I'm going to get a little cucumber water, dear, over at the hotel.
I think I need a little French vino, dear.
Oh, that sounds lovely, dear. Come along, dear.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear.
Okay, well, Cliff, it's sad that our time has come to a close, and we've eaten so much food today. We're going to have to come back.
Why can't we do just week after week in Paris?
Okay. Let's stay. All right. You do have a lover waiter.
Ooh, I do. You're right. Jean-Luc. Oh, and there's Crock-Pot with my next creme brulee.
Oh, God. We got to go. All right. Quote us.
You quote us. I don't have any quotes.
All right. Fine. Paris is the only city in the world where starving to death is still considered an art. Carlos Ruiz Zafrón.
If only.
We are terrible at art, Cliff.
But you are. And I'm, of course, a renowned artist of all mediums. Uh-huh. From Busheltown to Barcelona.
That's it.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Wait. Au revoir, Kendall.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
This show is all on fire. This show is